Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So, Clodagh, you went into a well-known pub. We're not going to name the pub at this point in time. You had a somewhat unpleasant experience with your little lad. What happened?
Yeah, which I never, ever bring out, and no wonder I don't. He's actually, do you know what? He's non-verbal. He's six. He has autism. I brought him into the pub, and I was waiting on my friend, and I sat down with him, and he was claiming the seats, and he said, "Can you try not do that?"
You just bought a drink, and you were waiting for your friend, is that right?
Yeah. So he said, "Can you try not do that?" And I goes, "Do what?" And he goes, "Claim the seats." Like, he goes, "He shouldn't be claiming the seats." And I goes, "Sorry, he actually has autism." He goes, "No, that's grand. He goes, "Well, he's slapping on the pictures there on the wall." He goes, "If one of them breaks," he goes, "that's coming out of my pocket." Like, I said, "Okay." I goes, "He has autism." I goes, "He's not going to break anything." I goes, "He's actually doing no harm to anyone." And he said, "Well," he goes, "if he has autism, like, maybe he shouldn't be in this environment." And I said, "Sorry?" I go, "Say that again." And he goes, "If he has autism, why are you bringing him into this environment?" I goes, "So I can't bring my son into a pub," I goes, "because he has autism. Is that what you're saying?" "Not saying that at all, like, but he's smacking on the pictures on the wall." He goes, "What if he smashes one of them?" And I said, "But, I goes, what are you trying to say?" I goes, "You're discriminating against my son." And he goes, "If that's what the way you want to take it that way. He shouldn't be in this environment." Oh, I didn't care. I left my drink and I goes, come on, we're going. And I was snapping, like, what to expect.
So you hadn't been that long in the pub, and the little lad,
10 minutes,
he was climbing up on the seat. Thousands of children climb up on, it's part of being six, let alone the autism, part of being six to climb seats.
He was doing no harm to anyone, PJ. No harm.
Yeah.
There was only one local, literally one local in the same room as me. So there was nobody there, like.
Yeah.
So I was in the, I don't know if it's the lounge or what, there was other people in the other side of the pub, if you get me. So that was probably the bar.
Yeah.
I was in the kind of lounge area, and there was a match on, and one man was looking at the match, and my son was claiming the seats. But I mean, like, he was literally doing no harm to anyone.
Yeah.
He was tapping on the pictures. Yeah. That's what he does, like, you know, he's all sensory.
Yes.
So he was tapping on the pictures on the wall, and he said, "If one of them smashes, like, it's coming out of my pocket," like.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?" Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So you just got up and left.
I have to say now, I was very hot-headed, but that's my son. I don't take him out, and no wonder I don't.
Does he struggle to sit still sometimes?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He does. He doesn't sit still at all, like.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I never bring him out. Like, I actually never bring him out. Never.
I know.
He's a flight risk. He's, you know, he's all this, like, and, like.
He'd be a bolter, would he?
Yeah. Oh, 100%, yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah. It's very tough, PJ.
I know a few of my own boys' friends would have been bolters over the years. That's a nightmare. You're on your guard all the time, like.
Yeah, that's why I'd never bring him to anywhere like that. Like, you know, I just bring him to playgrounds or fields that he can run around and stuff like that. I'd never bring him into a pub, you know.
Yeah. When your friend came back after collecting what she went to collect, did you say to her?
Well, she came back in the middle of me snapping. Mm. She was like, what's after happening? Like, and I said, I told her, like.
Mm.
And she was like, come on, we're gone. So, and
yeah.
I was crying outside the pub, like, I was devastated that someone would take my child like that, like, you know.
I know.
It just really, really hurt me. It did.
Ah, yeah, no, I can identify. I can identify that, you know, yeah. When you say he has autism, there's a better way to respond than
yeah.
The response you got.
He shouldn't be in this environment. So I was like, what?
You could say something like, any chance you just keep an eye on him in case he damages the stuff on the wall, just keep an eye on him, kind yeah. of thing. There are 101 nicer ways to say it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. How is he in general? Does he go to school?
Yeah, I had to fight hard, Ari, for a school placement for September, but thankfully, my gosh, St. Gabriel's in Bishopstown.
Great place, great place. Do you know, he'll be there for years and years, which is brilliant.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know what, Clodagh, let me tell you something. When he goes out there, one of the things they do is they're brilliant at yeah. sort of teaching him to sit still for a little while.
Yeah, and then he was in Saunas for 2 years. They were so, so good for him. I mean, like, even, like, at home, like, I was, you know, like, teaching him to sit still. And he would now at the table and stuff like that.
Mm.
But I always said to his teacher that they really helped with that. They did.
Mm.
Now, I can't do it in a pub because he's not used to pubs, to get me. So he went into a place unknown.
Yes.
And he just kind of ran around, you know. He was just... You know,
yeah.
He was unfamiliar.
And, you know, as he gets older, Clodagh, you'll learn little tricks. You'll learn things like,
yeah.
for argument's sake, never going into a pub unless he's got a packet of crisps you can give him that he'll sit.
That was probably his first time in a pub,
I know.
I don't bring him out. I never kind of go into public settings with him.
Because you don't know how he's going to behave. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hard. Because you've got to get a life for yourself as well, which is difficult. I'm sorry that happened to you. Thank you for respecting that we can't name the pub just now. But I'm sorry it happened to you. There were 101 ways to talk to someone about a child like that, and that wasn't one of them.
Yeah, 100%. My friend did say, all right, when she went back in, when I went in, I goes, can you charge my phone, please? And I ordered a drink, whatever. And my friend said, when she went back in, for my phone, because I goes, go back in for my phone, I can't even face him. She said that he was looking a bit, you know.
Mm.
He knew that he'd done wrong, like.
Clodagh, thanks a million.
PJ, thanks.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.